From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi armed forces are moving to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA troops are clearing the city block by block, then handing the cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. Former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kam said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. Anne Look, Dakar.
Egyptian prosecutors have ordered the head of Egypt's journalists' union and 2 board members to be tried Saturday on charges of harboring colleagues wanted by the law and spreading what was called false news. The charges against Yahya Kwalash, Khaled al-Balshi, and Gamal Abdel Rahim stem from a May 2nd police raid on the Egyptian journalist syndicate to apprehend 2 opposition journalists who had sought shelter inside. Monday's decision to charge the journalists comes as authorities try to quell rising dissent against President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister. He gained the support of the cabinet and the parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's most polarizing politicians. This is VOA News.